Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we again talk about the One Yard at a Time Gala hosted by Letterman of the USA. Right now I have on the line with me Mike Oakley, and he is going to share more about this special gala that's coming up this Friday night, March the 11th, and then some things that interest him when it comes to Letterman of the USA. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mike Oakley.
Mark, it is a pleasure being with you.
Glad to have you, buddy. And for those who don't know you, let listeners know about Mike Oakley.
Well, I was about a 40-year veteran of the U.S. Army and the Alabama Army National Guard, close to 20 years with Alabama Power Company and public relations and then governmental relations, and I'm also mayor of Centerville, Alabama.
And I guess that's your top job right now, being a mayor of Centerville, huh?
That's my top job right now.
All right.
So, Mark, I'm also a letterman for the award-winning track and field program at the University of Alabama.
Excellent. Now, when were you there?
I left in 86, graduated in 86.
Okay, mid-80s there. I went to Alabama in 97. I was a walk-on kicker during the time Brian Cunningham was the starter back then.
Good dude. Man, Brian's a good guy.
Well, and he has benefited from Letterman of the USA. He's a good friend
as
well, and we appreciate their support for him.
Absolutely. Yeah, Brian is a top-notch guy, and he has absolutely benefited from the Letterman Association.
Now, with your military background, Letterman of the USA and the work that they're doing when it comes to the various veterans effort has to be something that's very important to you.
It really is, and it's funny how that started. I was involved with the formation of what later became the Letterman when we were trying to think of ways to fundraise for victims of the tornadoes of 2011. And I was one of the guys that suggested, hey, wouldn't it be cool to get a flag football game up between the alumni of the Alabama and Auburn football teams? Because, you know, we're in a football-heavy, crazy state, and there's nobody crazier than Alabama and Auburn fans. And anyway, we helped it get along, organized it, and lo and behold, I mean, I think we raised something, you know, to the tune of $500,000. It was crazy. And anyway, some of the athletes said, wow, you know, we make that kind of impact. What could we do if we really, you know, focused ourselves and moved forward on something like that? And that's where Letterman kind of started. Daryl kind of took it and ran with it from there.
You know, Mike, it's interesting when tragedy strikes like it did April the 28th, 2011, and affected our state and the region in the way that it did. It's hard at that time to look at things as positive or seeing a silver lining. But when you do look back, and now here we are this many years later, there is a silver lining when it comes to the formation of Letterman of the USA and this special effort that has now helped so many people since 2011.
Well, I call myself a triple threat because I'm a letterman, I'm a veteran, and it's such a good thing because, I mean, what we're doing, you know, when we decided to help those in need, and who better to help than the people who have sacrificed on behalf of our country? And then, you know, everybody knows the figures that have been thrown out about, you know, 22 veteran suicides a day when actually it's more. And the wounded warriors program coming back. So it's a great way and a great organization to give back. And it's just such a thrill to see the people that benefit from this effort, from this combined effort. You know, we started off with autographed footballs and it's amazing. When you're overseas, number one, let me say this, when you're overseas, the biggest part of the day is mail call. It doesn't matter if you are about to go on a mission, coming back from a mission. The biggest, you know, news from home, a touch from home, is such an uplifting thing. And those of us in Alabama, you know, we like to pride ourselves on being football crazy, but really, there's a lot of people that are, and you would not believe the impact that an autographed football, and it doesn't matter. You know, we all have our favorite teams. Mine's the University of Alabama, and I love Auburn University, too. I'm proud that we have it in our state. But, you know, Oregon, Miami, Penn, Pitt, you know, just we've given these footballs out, UCLA, USC, and you would not believe the light that brings into a veteran's life. It's hard. Really hard to explain.
Mike, when me and my daughter went to the event this past year, as the footballs were given, we had a lot of veterans from various places around the country whose interest wasn't necessarily Alabama and Auburn, but some were Oregon and some were Kentucky, and they had an interest in their own teams, and the team at Letterman of the USA made it happen when it came to getting those autographs and that recognition for those veterans.
It is really one a case of people going above and beyond the call of duty to help, you know, our fellow men. And that's one of those deals where you're right. I mean, it's not just Alabama, it's all over. And I love seeing it. I mean, it's just such an uplifting thing to be part of.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike, because being a veteran and being in the National Guard, obviously you have made trips to the Middle East and you can give firsthand experience of what it's like to receive those types of gifts. When it comes back to Letterman of the USA and you see the programs that are being offered to veterans, where have you found that you fit the most with their programs and what you feel you're really driven by, you have a passion for?
It's hard to say. I mean, like I say, I mean, I'm a letterman, I'm a veteran, you know, and so it's, I mean, just the whole gamut of emotions for me, because it's a chance to give back to my fellow soldiers and airmen and Marines and Coasties and Air Force and then also the congeniality that exists in a Letterman's Club. You know, you've been a football player. You know that sense of camaraderie and teamwork and mission-oriented type success.
Absolutely.
Which really spills over into the military. You know, that there's no wonder why former athletes or guys that maybe not have been a star but were part of that mission-oriented team feeling, they go on to have phenomenal military careers because that's what they're passionate about. And it's easy to be passionate about helping helping your fellow man and women, and also and especially so when they have given up so much for what we have, you know, what we enjoy every day. I was lucky to be counted among the numbers of people who serve our country in uniform. And you know, as the saying goes, you know, I stood on the shoulders of giants. You know, I mean, it was, you know, very little that I did because they're great, great men and women had gone before me too. You know, you follow that. You know, you got to make a decision in life. You know, it's like when you're sick, you can complain or you can get better or you can die. You know, when you, like Saban says, when you play where your feet are, you make your place the best it can be. You make your life the best it can be, and you don't stop just because you've accomplished something. There's always another goal to attain, and that's one of the beautiful things about Letterman, because most of them come from that sense that we talked about of teamwork, of camaraderie, of mission-oriented type movements that benefit the greater good. And that's one thing that I'll say about the military. And one reason why I'm an advocate, not of the draft necessarily, but of some type of service, because you learn to serve something greater than yourself. And the Letterman of the USA is absolutely that and more. You know, we're serving something greater than ourselves. We're pitching to help those in need. And when you get finished with a project, you know, there are more to come, and nobody goes, man, I'll be glad when these are finished, because they're never finished. You know, and we should never finish. We should never think of ourselves as being finished with helping our fellow men and women. It's something that we all need to have in our hearts, and, you know, in our servants' hearts, so to speak, and do all we can to help people in need.
And when it goes back to that flag football game in 2011, and then taking those steps forward with Letterman of the USA, we've got autographs for heroes, interiors for heroes, mobility for heroes, renovations for heroes, laptops for heroes, taking care of our own, honors for heroes, tributes for teammates, and the list continues to grow.
And it all started from a doggone flag football game that, you know, everybody just had a ball, but now the spectators were really the ones that had fun. You know, you've been on the field playing, and you know there's that weird feeling. And it's not a weird feeling, but it's a good feeling of people. You know those people are behind you 100%.
Yes.
And that's kind of what that flag football game took, and the idea germinated, and like, man, could we do more with this than what we think we can? Can we impact society in a bigger way than we think we have done already? And you know, former athletes are often lost, you know, because they're the center of attention. They've been in the arena. They've had success for the most part. And then they get through and they're lost. Well, this gives former athletes something to work on in a teamwork setting. And it puts you right back in that. You're in the arena. You're fighting for a common cause. And the win is to help other people.
Right now we're talking to Mike Oakley. He is a letterman from the University of Alabama, 1986, track and field. He's a military veteran, 40 years in the military serving our country, National Guard. He is part of Letterman of the USA. He's mayor of Centerville, Alabama. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the 1 Yard at a Time Gala, which is coming up March the 11th at the club in Birmingham. As we talk about the programs, the initiatives of Letterman of the USA, this gives you as a listener an opportunity to contribute, to be a part of this effort and help these veterans through Letterman of the USA. Mike, will you stick with me?
Yes, sir, I will.
Outstanding. All right. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can all be with us today as we again talk about Letterman of the USA and the many programs that they offer, focusing on our veterans programs, and there's so many, and you've heard about them here on the Mark White Show. Right now, I have Mike Oakley on the line with me to share about those programs, and then also we're talking about a special fundraiser, a major fundraiser that's coming up on March the 11th, 1 Yard at a Time Gala, where we have a couple of very special guests going to be at this event. And Mike, you can share more about those guests that are coming.
We are so proud of this 1 Yard at a Time Gala and the fact that we have these guests coming. First of all, our military honoree is Lieutenant General Willie Williams. He's a Marine Corps, Hoorah, retired. He's former director of Marine Corps staff. And our athletic honoree is Eli Gold, the voice not only of the Crimson Tide, but gosh, of NASCAR and back in the day, hockey and everything. Eli's Mr. Everything. We're planning on a fun night. It is going to be amazing. I don't know if you've had a chance to go down to Homewood to Caliber. It's sponsored by Caliber. They're kind of a high-end hunting and outdoor store. My goodness, you'd be blown away when you go in there. So we're looking forward to doing a lot of that.
When we think about this particular event, there's also a live auction that will take place. And this is an annual fundraiser. So when we talk about the programs like we did in the first segment and call off Interiors for Heroes or Renovations for Heroes, this is how these programs get supported.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you want to do good things and you got to have help to do good things. And, you know, and fundraising is kind of one of those necessary, evils, if you want to call it that. I mean, you know, you got to have funds to help people.
And I'm going to bring out the elephant in the room with the economy and the way people are struggling with fuel prices. I've seen a lot of posts lately about that. Absolutely 100% concerns across the country and the world as things start to take place that really shouldn't. But the fact is if we can look at our own budgets, Letterman of the USA is a great opportunity to do that, because not only are we doing good and contributing to a very special program, but those, again, who served our country in the past to allow us to continue to have the freedoms that we have, it really is a great way to tell them thank you for what you've done. Thank you for your service.
Mark, it is. And you know, we're all under budget restraints right now. I mean, as you said, gas prices, inflation's a 40-year high. You know, the Russians are invading Ukraine. It's, you know, it's a disaster of literally biblical proportions. But the flip side is, even through COVID, the people of Alabama, I don't know if you've ever kept up much with charitable giving stats and levels and all. Even during COVID, when people, you know, when a lot of people struggle, when people lost jobs, the level of giving in Alabama went up. Now, I don't know how you explain that except to say that, you know, Alabamians are people who believe in helping each other. And those of us who have been through natural disasters, for example, like a year ago, our town was hit by a major tornado, destroyed part of the town, and within 30 minutes, people were driving up with pickup trucks full of chainsaws and bush hooks and where do I go? Who do I need to help? It was unbelievable. But it's a testament to the type of people we have here in Alabama who are so giving and their hearts are so big that even though we're each going through our own individual trying times, there's plenty of room to help somebody else in need.
And one other thing we can think about, Mike, is the fact that Alabama is very strong when it comes to military service. And if you took away the state of Alabama and the many people who have signed up to serve over the years, you have taken a large chunk of our military force.
Mark, I'm also state president of the Enlisted National Guard Association of Alabama. Just got back from D.C. 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, lobbying for, you know, issues that are near and dear to the hearts of military. And you're exactly right. Alabama is home to over 400,000 retirees, military retirees. In fact, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and I have talked about ways to make Alabama the most military-friendly retiree place in the United States. And so those ideas are being kicked around to try to do just that. We've got some work to do because there's several states that really, really are military-friendly. But, I mean, you know, here we are, Redstone Arsenal. Fort McClellan is still a readiness training center. Fort Rucker, the home of flight. And right to the left is Columbus Air Base. And, you know, right to the right is Elvis and Georgia's Fort Benning. So, you know, we're inundated with military, you know, and Maxwell Air Force Base, my goodness, and Gunner and Montgomery, home of the Air Force. You know, but if you go anywhere in the Air Force rank-wise, you go through Maxwell and Gunner Air Force bases in Montgomery. But, I mean, we're just surrounded by quality people and people that know that there's a higher calling than being selfish, and it evolves around teamwork. And in the Army, we call it your battle buddy. You know, your battle buddy is somebody you can count on in a foxhole, in a firefight, you know, on the street, in the barracks, wherever you were, chow hall, that battle buddy had your back. And if that battle buddy was not there, then somebody else would step in as your battle buddy, or you would do the same. So it's just a big picture type thing squeezed into the little saying that, You know, if service is beneath you, then leadership is beyond you. And that's one of the reasons that we do the things in Letterman that we do. You know, we believe in serving. We believe in working hard for other people. And we believe in, let's take it back to the contributions. We believe, you know, in asking people to help because we know they will. We've never, and I don't think anybody's ever said, dude, you know, I can't afford a gallon of gas. How can I help y'all? It's always, what do I need to do?
And Mike, I'm an Alabama guy through and through. And if there are people listening who are outside of the state of Alabama and they're here in Alabama, 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 I want them to understand that there are veterans in the state of Alabama who are not from Alabama, but they benefit from the programs within the state of Alabama through Letterman of the USA because they go to the VA in Tuscaloosa or in Birmingham. They're part of that area. And so we have men and women who have served our country from all around the country within our state.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about being in the military, that the Army, for example, is a huge force. But, I mean, me having been in 40 years and been on deployments and on active duty, I'm constantly running into people that I served with, you know, 40 years ago, 35 years ago. It is the weirdest thing. You know, hey, you remember we were in Panama together? Yeah. Hey, man, you remember we were on the border of Iraq that time in Ali Asalim? I'm like, yeah, how you doing? You know, it's crazy how that happens. And I always believe that there are no coincidences. There's only, you know, God's plan, and, you know, and the people that we meet and influence us, and then those we influence, you know, have a way of coming back into your life, through your life in a good way. And that's really what the bottom line here is. You know, we're all trying to do things in a good way for good people on a good scale.
And Mike, I could mention a couple of names here, one of which is Ray Joe Cagle, who was at Panama, and then Ray Hester, who was principal at Lauderdale County High School, both serving in the National Guard. You probably are familiar with at least one of those names.
Oh, yeah. One of the groups I was with for a long time, our mission was Panama and in that part of South America. And I got to spend a lot of time there in Honduras, Ecuador, and right above El Salvador. And it was, you know, precious memories to me, you know, looking back over the times I spent with my comrades in arms. And those two guys are great.
Well, Mike, let's get down to it. March 11th, we have the One Yard at a Time Gala. It's happening on Friday night at the club. As you mentioned, Eli Gold, and then also the military honoree, Lieutenant General Willie J. Williams, will be there as guest speakers. Let's let people know how they can be part of this, Mike.
Tickets, you can get them tickets at lotusa.org. LotUSA, Letterman of the USA.org. And the event is March the 11th. It's going to be 5:30. And we are looking forward to seeing y'all there. We're going to have a good time. If you've never been to the club, it is a bucket list destination. It's on 1 Robert Smith Drive in Birmingham, right off Valley. And it's got the most awesome view of any place that I've been to in Alabama as far as the type place that is. And you'll be surrounded with people who are loving, who are giving, and you will leave there a better person.
Well, my family's looking forward to being there, and I hope I get to meet you in person, Mike.
You will, Mark.
All right, buddy. I want to thank you for your service to our country as well, and thank you for your support of Letterman of the USA, Mike Oakley.
I mean, I look at it as they're helping me, you know, so I'm just a small part in the big picture, but I love doing what I do. I love doing what we do.
Well, you keep Centerville straight, too, okay?
I'm doing my best, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Mike Oakley.
I appreciate all you're doing, too, buddy.
Yes, sir. You have a great day.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye. It all on my radio.
Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi.
I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hey y'all, this is T. Graham Brown and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on the Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show and this mission, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. I also want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and then go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast. You can do this through Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, also iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Facebook Podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.